Tess Lorraine used to be a life coach. Now she's done a full 180.
I was a life coach, and then people around me started to die. And I realized that death may be even more important time in our life that we need support than when we're living.
So these days, much of her work is involved in hosting or facilitating gatherings known as death cafes, where strangers come together to share food and some of their deepest anxieties.
A lot of people feel that speaking about death and dying, as much as it may happen in their lives, is a taboo subject, and so they don't feel the permission to speak about their own trepidations around their death and around aging or around their illness. And at Death Cafe, people can come and talk about anything they want and know that there's an open forum.
These are serious, important conversations, agrees Shepherd Bliss, a 74-year-old Sebastopol farmer, educator, and activist who describes himself as death-aware. Bliss has been participating in and advocating for death cafes for over a decade, including instigating the new one in Sebastopol. He has a mixture of reasons for doing so. He says, first and foremost, it's fun.
You laugh. You sit around a table and there's food. And what it's not is very important. It's not counseling, no proselytizing about your belief system. You need to just be there and be present. And, you know, sometimes there's some crying. And it just depends on who shows up and what they want to do. It kind of breaks the isolation of thinking that you have to deal with death alone or with just your partner or within the family. So you get other perspectives.
For Tess Lorraine, addressing that issue of isolation has become a paramount focus.
Isolation, in my opinion, is one of the biggest epidemic of illness, old age, and death. People having various forms of isolation, not knowing how they're going to address that issue as they become more vulnerable and lose their agency.
Ed Groff, operations manager at the Sebastopol Senior Center, has attended other death cafes and was instrumental in launching this new one. He says it can be an important venue for talking about a related change in our state's legal landscape.
Especially considering that California now has death with dignity legislation, I feel like we're at an important grassroots era of people needing to understand how the system works to support them in choices that they might want to make towards aid in dying, for example.
Regardless of the details or the directions that Death Cafe conversations may take, Lorraine says ultimately they are life-affirming.
I talk about death as a legacy because our experiences around people who have died really shape our perceptions of death. I think the more that we can become conscientious and conscious of how we're going to die, the better legacy we can leave around what's possible in that rite of passage for us. It doesn't have to be bleak and tragic.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.